Eric Charleston, hello.
Hey, Joe.
How are you?
I'm good. Nice to see you.
Welcome to Labors for Neighbors. It's a show about labors and work and jobs and how they play themselves out, in not just for our own benefit, which is usual, good, and normal, but also for our neighbors, strangers, acquaintances, even frenemies. We're trying, theoretically, to bless many, and that's odd and it's miraculous. And so where did that come from, and where do we see it manifesting itself? I have seen it manifesting itself with you and your lovely family. You and Talcott and Luke and Jake are not just nice in our building from years ago. But you're still in the neighborhood, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah.
The neighborhood is the Upper West Side of Manhattan. We're all spoiled rotten, correct?
Well, yes.
Your family is not just nice. Nice is kind of a passive good, but you're kind, which is an active good. And so kudos to you, and congratulations for raising, for training up good teenage boys. That's commendable. You're a musician, aren't you?
I am. Absolutely.
I joked to you the other day, bossa nova. You're not bossa nova. What is bossa? Where do you get your work DNA from?
That's a good question. And I think I consider myself very lucky because I've always known what I've wanted to do since I was very young.
And how young?
Probably 6 or 7.
And what happened? What happened at 6 or 7?
Well, I guess I saw the Beatles on television.
Ed Sullivan or something besides that?
Ed Sullivan, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew that I'd been surrounded by music in my family. My mother was a singer, and my father also sang and directed our church choir.
Ooh.
And he loved jazz, and there was just always music, and everyone sings in my family, so we're all singers. And I just always knew I was going to be a musician. And seeing the Beatles, it just made it that much clearer for me.
It catalyzed it, didn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Does Talcott sing?
She sings a little bit.
And do your boys sing?
Yeah, they do.
That's good. Yeah. So they haven't run away from you.
Not in that sense, no.
In other senses, sure, but not in the music sense.
Yeah, well, they're teenage boys, so, yeah.
Sure. No, we've all run away from you in various regards, Eric, but we'd like to stay close to you. Regarding the music, Mamacita, what is your instrument?
I play percussion. I sing also, but as a profession, I'm a percussionist.
I don't know that I've ever paid... Maybe I've paid to see you play, but I have certainly seen you online. And the thing that I recall, tell me if I'm wrong, a xylophone or something like that.
Yeah, maybe you were seeing me with the Brazilian jazz group that I have.
I guess so. Do you have a group that has a name?
Yeah, it's called Eric Charleston Jazz Brazil. And we have a couple CDs out, and we do gigs around town once in a while. And it's a project that I do. I really love the music. And I was, knock on wood, fortunately able to get some really great jazz musicians in my group. And we've had a great time exploring this music and playing together.
Same guys over the course of time in the group?
Pretty much.
Or does the drummer keep dying a mysterious death?
Fortunately not. No green slime left on the drummer's stool. But I would say that's a project that I really do... for my heart. You know, I honestly more earn a living because it's frankly very hard to earn a living playing jazz. I work at Lincoln Center. I worked with the New York Philharmonic for many years.
What do you do at Lincoln Center?
I've played with the New York Philharmonic, with the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. With the city play.
You don't have an odd job. Everything that you do is music, correct?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
So I work with those groups. I work on Broadway for shows. I work in studios for films.
Is your style of music, what is your style of music? What is your favorite?
Very broad, very broad. Part of that, you know, is just being practical, but fortunately it's an honest manifestation of my interests. I'm interested in lots of different kinds of music, and percussion is great for that because there's so many different styles of music that percussion finds its way into in lots of different cultures.
But the name of your group is Eric Charleston Brazil.
Jazz Brazil.
Because you like what kind of music in particular?
I love jazz and I love Brazilian music. I love lots of other music too, but it just seemed when I was thinking of forming a group, that those two musics, which they just live together really well. And so it's kind of as if you're harmonically and melodically playing jazz, but the rhythm is Brazilian. So you have these kind of, you know, sophisticated advanced jazz melodies, improvisations, but the rhythm is always as the really nice Brazilian rhythm. So it's just a nice combination of musical worlds. I love it. I just, that's that particular project. That's not everything I do at all. That's one project, and I love that.
I just interviewed a reporter from Brazil, from Sao Paulo. Have you ever been to Brazil?
I have a couple of times.
And when I think of Brazilian music, my immediately thought is bossa nova.
Uh-huh.
Is that a kind of Brazilian music?
Absolutely. That was a very, very popular strain of Brazilian music beginning in the 1960s. There are lots of different strains of Brazilian music as well.
Name two other kinds of Brazilian music.
Well, samba. which is related in a way to bossa nova.
And mamba.
Mamba? No, that's more that's more Cuban.
Oh,
mambo.
Interesting.
But samba is really big. Baião is a great groove from the northeast of Brazil that we use a lot in my group. That's the groove that's like don't count, don't count, don't count, don't count. That's a baião.
I didn't know we were going to get a live concert. This is awesome. See, you but with your mouth are a percussionist. You know how to bring it out.
Sure. I think most percussionists or most musicians, I mean, especially for percussion, because it's not inherently a melodic instrument. There's so many drums involved.
Yeah.
That I think it's very important to be able to sing what you're playing. I play a vibraphone and marimba, and that is melodic. But as far as the rhythms go, they're usually played on drums. And it's really important, I think, to be able to express yourself verbally as well. It helps you to internalize the rhythm and the music. That much more.
Do you know why do you know why your family's name is Charleston?
Sure. It actually would have been Carlson. I have Norwegian and Swedish people in my ancestry. And our family name was Carlson, but my great-great-grandfather, I guess coming over on a boat, found himself in a boat full of Carlsons. Everyone was named Carlson. And he decided, with his friends, he just had to be somebody else. He couldn't be another Carlson. And they talked about it, and they came up with Charleston.
I love it. That's awesome.
That's how that happened.
You remind me, I've never thought of this until this video, of the British actor in House. Have you been have people likened you to him?
House, I'm just not that hip, Joe. I don't know it. Sorry.
I will look it up, and I'll put it in the notes. What is the furthest flung that you have performed?
Far away from home,
yes.
You mean?
Yes.
When I was playing a lot with the Philharmonic, we toured all over the place. We toured all over the world, pretty much. Asia, South America, Europe. But I would say the most unusual place I played was undoubtedly Pyongyang. The Philharmonic played a concert in North Korea. I don't know, maybe 15 years ago or so, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe. Very strange place. Very interesting. Very interesting. That's probably another 15 minutes right there, Joe. But that's the best answer to your question.
Yeah. No, Yeah, you're the Dennis Rodman of New York City musicians. What is the hardest? See, you strike me as a cool, nice, sweet, talented fellow. What is the hardest part of your job? The hardest part of your work?
You know, sometimes it's frustrating because I freelance, so I do lots of different projects. It's frustrating when you get called for two great projects that happen at the same time, because they're just, the projects come up, they don't necessarily ask you for your schedule. They just call and say, we'd like you to do this. And then someone else the next day calls and says, we'd like you to do this. And they're both things that you really, really want to do, but you can't always do it. So that can be very frustrating.
Immediately,
of course, the biggest frustration is not being able to work at all, because our whole performing world for now and the foreseeable future is dead.
And that has cut
studio work, but performing in front of a big audience, nothing.
That has cut into your income, hasn't it?
That is my income. Fortunately, as a musician, I early on realized I needed to save money. So since I started working decades ago, I've always saved money. So knock on wood, we planned ahead. We're doing fine. But you know, it's a really, really hard time for a lot of musicians right now, because there's no performing.
Has it loosened up at all? Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel?
No, honestly, no. I mean, well, yes, but that is a long, long tunnel. It's not going to happen until there's a vaccine, because there aren't going to be thousands of people that are going to want to sit in a theater together and listen to music unless they know they're going to be safe.
Unless you're performing for a riot, and then maybe.
Yeah, the outdoor riot gigs. Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, look into that.
What is the most pleasurable part of your work? You love your work. I see that a mile away. What is the most pleasurable part? How what do you bring to the table in the community?
Well, the most pleasurable part is just playing for people and playing with each other. There's a community. There are two communities, right? There's a community on stage where you're creating, and it is just a huge joy to be expressive and be speaking the same language as the other musicians on stage and communicating with each other and creating our own community on stage. There's a lot of love, there's a lot of tradition, there's a lot of interaction, a lot of communication that goes into a good performance. That's one community. The other community, of course, is the audience. And to have what we do matter enough that people will actually pay money to come and see, that's an honor, and it is a great sense of community to create that environment.
If somebody wants to buy, like me, if somebody wants to buy one of your CDs, they can, can't they?
Oh, they absolutely can.
And what is the simplest way to do that?
My website is ericcharleston.com.
That's E-R-I-K.
Yes.
C-H-A-R-L-S-T-O-N.
Abs, you got it. It's an odd spelling, but you nailed it.
ericcharleston.com, correct?
Yeah, and on that, you would see news about my group. That doesn't talk about, you know, all the other things that I do. It talks about my Brazilian jazz group, and that's where you can buy these recordings, a couple of CDs that we have. And it's really fun music. It's just grooving, great, very enthusiastic jazz with Brazilian beats. It's a lot of fun.
You don't offer a laborers for neighbors discount for newcomers, do you?
You know, let me talk to my record company and see if they can get down with that. I'm down.
That would be
They're
awesome.
Down with that, I'm down with that.
Eric, you've been a great neighbor and a great communitarian. I've heard your music. It's great music. I hope my listeners will go and enjoy themselves. It's a pleasure to see you, to know Thanks. Your family, and to listen to your music. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks, man.
All right, too. Man. Bye.
All right. Ciao.